Think back, if you would, to the first time that you ever heard a recording of your own voice. Now imagine being one of the first people on Earth to ever experience that. It happened in Thomas Edison's lab in a place called Menlo Park, New Jersey, which is one of the locations in a guidebook of Americana called James Dean Died Here. Over the course of the summer, that book has led us from the Brady Bunch house in California to a hurricane memorial in the Florida Keys, and now to our final stop in what is now Edison, New Jersey. Jack Stanley is the director there of the Thomas Edison Menlo Park Museum. Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Can you just describe where you are, please?
I'm standing in the museum, surrounded by phonographs and things that Edison would call his babies.
His babies?
Yeah, he loved calling the phonograph his baby, because that was his really, truly his greatest invention, you might say.
What do the babies look like?
Well, they're all different types, big, small, in between. They play cylinders, they play discs.
Would you mind playing a little bit
sure.
from one of Edison's earliest recordings?
This what I'm going to put on right now is not too early. It's a song called Whispering. It's from around 1921, and it's kind of a peppy little tune recorded by Edison around that year.
There we go. What were the earliest recordings made of?
Well, first off, you did tinfoil recordings, which was a sheet of foil wrapped around a mandrel, which was a cylinder, and then you would record on the foil itself. Unfortunately, the record would last maybe one or two times.
How did the tinfoil recordings work? Was it like a stylus that wrote on the tinfoil
mm-hmm,
somehow?
Yes, the stylus would indent the foil. And you would talk into this mouthpiece, and there's a diaphragm in the mouthpiece, which would vibrate in sympathy with your voice. And there's a needle in the center of the diaphragm, which would indent the foil with the more or less dots and dashes of your voice. It's incredible. The first time they tried it, it worked.
The first time they tried it, it worked?
Yeah.
The first time they were using tinfoil?
Well, actually, they used wax paper for the first experiment.
And what year was this?
1877.
And wax paper being fairly delicate, it came apart rather easily.
Yeah, well, you could only play it once. And actually, the sound was like, they said Mary had a little lamb. At least that's what they said.
There's no recording to prove that anymore.
No, there isn't, actually.
I understand he was something of a party animal when he was working there in Menlo Park, New Jersey.
Yes, they worked very hard. And then after about 10 days of working like 12 hours a day, they'd order up beer and sandwiches and have a good old time.
When you say they?
The whole gang. This was the world's first organized research laboratory. Edison brought all these creative people together, because Edison was smart enough to realize he wasn't. And so he surrounded himself with physicists and mathematicians and scientists. And each one of them was Thomas Edison.
We also think of him as kind of an old white-haired man, but he's a relatively young man when he invented sound recording, right?
Well, he is 30 years old. You know, people think that Edison was born with the white hair. I mean, the young Edison is full of adventure, full of fun. He's willing to take chances, and he takes the world by storm. Old Edison just talks about what young Edison did.
I'm sorry, remind me again in what year Edison invented the sound recording? Had the first
1877.
1877.
Yeah. In fact, there's so many different dates. That's basically Edison's fault, because when they were celebrating the 40th anniversary of the phonograph, he couldn't find any paperwork, so he made it up and put the wrong date down.
So what else did he invent there at Menlo Park?
Well, let's see. They perfected the telephone.
Which had been invented by Alexander Graham Bell.
Correct. But the improvement was drastic. It was the carbon button transmitter. They also perfected the incandescent light bulb here, the electrical distribution system, worked on the electric train. They did experiments in vacuum packing food. They worked on the quadruplex telegraph here for a while. They were also working on iron ore separation. They even tried a flying machine, but it blew up on them, so it didn't go anywhere.
Jack Stanley is the director of the Thomas Edison Menlo Park Museum, which is our final stop in a tour of sites of Americana that we found in a book called James Dean Died Here. Mr. Stanley, thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Enjoyed it very much.